hearts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. That's why the first kingdom you must conquer is the one within. Remember, Jesus said, the kingdom of God comes without observation. It's within you. We must align ourselves, see ourselves as God sees us. Know ourselves as God knows us. The goal of every enemy in your life is to destroy your self-portrait. Now, somebody else might not see you like you see you. That's all right. How do you see you? That's what's important. Amen. You have people that see you favorably. There'll be people that see you unfavorably. It doesn't matter. Don't allow people or circumstances to create an image of failure in you or destroy your image of success. Hold that image you have of succeeding. Amen. I'm telling you, there are people that'll say stuff that'll be of a certain spirit. Amen. They might be speaking smooth words like butter, but war is in their heart. Amen. They may appear themselves as a friend, but they're an enemy to the bone. And they'll speak things that will cause your self-image of what God has done on the inside of you to be distorted, to be suppressed, to feel broken, to feel inadequate, like you don't have the goods. Listen, the just shall live by faith. Amen. I said the just live by faith. Watch these joy stealers. Tell somebody, get out of the box. Stop letting people put you in jail and you've not committed a crime. Sometimes all you're doing is just seeking God with all your heart, and here come the joy stealers. That's because God's getting ready to promote you. To promote you, to elevate you. Here come the joy stealers. They want to distort your image. Listen, refuse. I don't care who it is. Refuse to allow anybody to destroy your confidence. They ain't God. They don't sit on the throne. They weren't there when you got saved. They're not the one that saved you. What is man that you are mindful of him? Amen. Or the son of man that you are afraid of him, living in terror of someone that's going to die one day. As though he were the one that's going to judge you. Amen. Come on, we got to take these kingdoms. We have to have faith for these mountains. Here's a guy that made a quote from someone anonymous, but he said, you know, my friends said they didn't believe I could become a professional speaker. So I did something about it. I found some new friends. That's somebody's life in a nutshell right there. You better get away from them folks always talking down on you, always talking unbelief, the ones that are living in fear, the ones that are in the cave, the ones that aren't going anywhere, don't want anything, don't want to become anybody. Amen. Get away from them. Love them from a distance. They're toxic. And don't let people label you. Amen. Labels always cripple and limit your confidence and potential. They limit and cripple your potential. And let me say this to someone here, you are not your past. Stop living in the past. Stop looking back. Stop allowing people to, amen, keep you in a box. Amen. Now, this is important because, again, we want faith for the mountains. Here's how you can, three things you can do and must do consistently to build levels of confidence. Remember, God said, being confident of this very thing, he that has begun a good work will perform it. Number one is self-talk. Talk to yourself.
Amen.
See, the way some people talk to themselves, it's good nobody else hears you. Amen, because your image is messed up. And the way you talk to yourself, thank the Lord, nobody hears you. Number two is self-esteem. And I'm not talking about just, you know, this self-help stuff. I'm talking about in the image of God, after God, in the Spirit of God. Self-esteem. Then number three, which is really important, is your self-image.
Amen.
How you see yourself. And it has nothing to do with pride, arrogance, and all that carnal stuff. We want to see ourselves as God sees us. We sing the song we were just singing, you know, Abba Father, he's a good father. We're loved by him. You got to see yourself, got to know that. Image, the word image is the root word for imagination. Meaning something in your mind, a mental picture of how you see yourself. How you see yourself determines the level of success you achieve in this life. How you see yourself, not so much how someone else sees you, but how you see yourself. Amen. The more positive your self-image, the more opportunities you will have to achieve success. Ask somebody beside you, how do you see you? How you see yourself is how you will function in life. You are motivated to become what you picture yourself to be. That's why some lack motivation. You have no real imagery or picture. You are motivated to become what you picture yourself to be. Your behavior is a mirror image revealing your self-portrait.
Amen. Amen.
When somebody's cutting up, when somebody's always talking negative, and all that, don't be fooled. They are only living out a mirror image. Their behavior is reflecting a mirror image. Some still allow the past to dictate their present. Amen. I said some still allow the past, trauma, tragedy, you know, things that happen. But see, in Christ, you're a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It's important. You will only rise to the level of your self-image.
Amen.
People can try to build you up, try to encourage you, pat you on the back, say all kind of nice things to you, but you will only rise to the level of your self-image. You're like a thermostat. Every now and then we adjust these thermostats. When we do that, the air rises to the level of the thermostat. If you have it on 72, once it hits 72 and it gets 72 in it, it cuts off. It won't go to 73. If it does, it's broke. It's a thermostat. And that's how we are. You will always live your life at the level of your self-image. I wish I had a joy pill, Laura. You know, could give you could give some of y'all a joy injection. Cause you ain't fooling me. You ain't fooling me. You need joy. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. And the only reason you don't have it is because you're allowing something. Tell somebody, it's okay to have joy. See, last time you had joy, you allowed one of them joy stealers in. And they stole all your joy and left you broken in your mind and in your spirit. So now you walk around like a prune. But amen, no. Allow yourself to have joy. Allow yourself to laugh. Amen. In spite of other people, don't let them determine your self-image. Don't let them determine your agenda. Don't let them determine the level of joy you have or don't have, what they said, what they did. They're not God. They're not. They don't govern the kingdom inside of you. You determine that. You are the thermostat. I refuse to let people dictate how I think, dictate how much joy I have, determine whether I have peace or not. Amen. You can cut up all you want. I got peace like a river, joy like a river, grace like a river, because it comes from within. Tell somebody, give me my mountain. You got to determine that. Stop letting the world and this darkness determine whether you're going to have joy or sadness. There are things out of your control. Why are you letting them rule you? Turn them over to Jesus. Deal with and handle what's under your control. I choose joy. I choose peace. I choose to love. I choose to give. You have control over that. You will never outperform your inner image. How you see, you'll never outperform it. That's why some folks don't do nothing. The inner image is messed up. I'm so amazed. I'm tickled sometimes of seeing people in certain places. You don't see them in church, but you see them other places. What's happened? Something's been distorted. Like God has changed. And I'm not saying that everybody's in church all the time. No, business, you know, just travel, different things. I understand that. I understand that. But I'm talking about, you know, you see them places, you know, but won't. And won't darken the doors of his church.
Amen.
Your behavior is a mirror image revealing your self-portrait. Now, the thing about images are created by your thoughts. Now, we go, you know, we're digging. We go back to the quantum level. If you're going to change and conquer whatever mountain is you're facing, then we must change inside first.
Amen.
First of all, stop blaming people. Stop blaming yourself.
Amen.
Stop condemning yourself and start believing what the Word says. Images are created in us by words we hear and the pictures we see.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.